Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Have you ever realized how attracted human beings are to water? It's true. I read a study one time that when you ask people what it is that they want on rides at amusement park, water is the number one answer. That is why in the last 20, 30 years, you've seen a lot of these floating lazy river things or the quick rivers or the log jams and all those kinds of things, or rides that just squirt water on you. And if you think about it, when people go on vacation, approximately 80% of the time they go on vacation, they go to water. They go to the beach, they go to the lake, they go to the mountains that is on a stream, etc. I'm standing here on the Huangpu River, and it's a little late now. It's close to 10 a.m. in the morning. But man, when I am out here at 6 o'clock in the morning, this place is full of people. Full of people exercising, doing Tai Chi, doing yoga, dancing. They want to be close to the water. Why is that? Well, my belief is that we're simply coming home. Now, not necessarily this idea that we all crawled out of the primordial ooze, which is water. But if you think about it, it's probably not far off. Our bodies are 72% water. I feel like we're coming home because we just want to be close to that which we are, which is mostly water. And it's particularly interesting. I don't know if you ever saw the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? Came out a dozen or so years ago. Good movie, very interesting. There's a Japanese molecular biologist who took water and put them in little tiny capsules like this. And then he had some of the water and he wrote words on the water. He had Buddhist monks write prayers on some of the water. And then he wrote words like anger, hate, violence, etc. on some of the other vials. And then they took an electron microscope and they studied them at a molecular level. And the ones that had words like anger, hate, you could see the difference. The ones that said things like love, beauty, blessings, etc., they looked like beautiful crystalline collections. They were just absolutely amazing. However, the other ones that had the negative words, the water looked dead. I mean, dead. So, today I want you to jumpstart the water that is you. Be very careful of what you expose yourself to. Exposing yourself to negativity, to violence, to criticisms from other people, to criticisms from yourself. That's the biggest thing that's going to impact this bottle of water that is you, that is walking around, this 72% water that is you. Realize that everything you think, say, and do is going to impact you at a molecular level. And so treat yourself as someone, it's like you're in a sterile environment. You want to keep everything out except the good stuff because you become a part of whatever you let in to who you are. Choose very carefully. Understand that you're mostly water and that water is impacted by negativity and by positivity. Make choices to expose yourself to good things and good people, and you'll be surprised at how good you feel. Give it a try today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.